Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The 0-1 from Bednar. A tapper past Bednar on the right side, racing over, fielding Gonzalez. The throw to first is in time. Ball game over. And the Pirates win 2-1 over the Cubs here in the 10th.
Welcome back in. I am Mark Grody on the Score, and I will be with you until 12:45. That's when the Cubs and Pirates play the third game of this four-game series, 120 out at Wrigley Field. Matthew Boyd, the man on the mound for the Cubs today. And by the way, Cubs fans, this is a treat for the next 45 minutes here. We're going to bring in Coombe in just a second. But also in this hour, Jameson Taillon will be on, because J-Mo was on Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw. And that dude deserves the shine right now. He has been excellent as of late, and he is right on time. He pitched the Thursday game, pitched into the seventh, allowed a couple of runs, four hits, struck out seven, walked a couple of dudes, 92 pitch performed, didn't give up any home runs, no funny stuff like that. So Jameson Taillon has been a rock as of late for the Cubs. We'll hear from him here in just a little bit. But let's indeed go out to Wrigley Field and to the broadcast booth. And on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Ron Coomer, ladies and gentlemen. CircaLasVegas.com. Coombe, what's going on out at Wrigley Field right now, my friend?
We are just getting ready, as you know. Just kind of prepping for the ball game today. Wrigley a little cool and little overcast, wind blowing in a little bit, but there's always an energy around the ballpark. We're going to have about 40,000 people again here today, Mark, so it's always a good day here at the Friendly Confines.
Man, that the weather just won't kick in terms of the wind.
It's amazing,
blowing
out, isn't it? For our city and downtown, it's just been cool. Every time we come back into town, it's been cool, and you know, just the weather just has not been great. So hopefully that's going to change here this week, and we'll start getting some warmer weather. You know, as a hitter, you know, I kind of like walking up to the ballpark and seeing the flags blowing out. I'm not a big fan of this flag blowing in thing.
I know, man. And it was forcing the Cubs into some weird places in yesterday's game, like with Ian Happ getting thrown out at the plate, trying to score from first. I mean, there is, when you're in these scenarios, and we've seen it in places, even, you know, not just Chicago, sometimes you got to play a little bit desperate when runs are hard to come by, aren't they?
At times, you know, you got to do some things that you may not normally do. Yesterday, I thought that was actually, by Q, that was a good move to send Ian. Hey, the score dictated it, but the play that happened, the ball hits the garage door and left, you know, the tuck hits. And yeah, they get the ball in, but for Q, our third base coach, he sees that it's going to be a short hop throw to the shortstop on the relay throw. So when you see that, and it's wet and the ground is not, you know, those are keys that you take the chance. That gives you the thumbs up to go, we're going to roll the dice here and see if from 368 feet to home plate, they've got to play perfect catch. We know we're going to get one short hop throw in the middle of that. And then there's got to be a throw at the plate and a tag. And so there are a lot of variables that have to be perfect to get Happer out at the plate. Well, you know what? They did them. They did everything right, and they got the out. And, you know, you tip your cap sometimes to the opposing team. But, you know, there's sometimes, you know, you roll the dice and take that risk. I thought it was a good risk yesterday.
Interesting. That's really well put, because you're basically saying that it was the result of the actual play, and as you said, the short hop, as opposed to we got to take a chance here.
Correct.
We're desperate. We're playing Paul Skeens. It's the actual physical play, right, Coom?
Absolutely. You're not going to try to get Ian Happ blown up at home plate, you know, by two steps. But it was the relay throw that came in that, to me, dictates the whole play. When you see a relay throw either offline or it's going to be a short hop relay throw, those plays, you know, very difficult to go from 368 feet to home plate and have that work out perfect when you know already there's going to be a short hop throw in the middle of it. So I like the risk. I think, you know, you roll the dice and you take your chance. Yep.
That's well put. Is there any excuse in this game, though, for what happened in terms of runners in scoring position, specifically in the sixth and eighth innings where the Cubs had first and second and nobody out, and combined in those scenarios, they were able to just cross one plate? I ask this because there's been a little bit of concern with the Cubs offense on the overall. What do you think's going on, and there should there be any kind of legitimate, real this is something that could stick around concern?
Well, I think there's always a little concern, and I think for every offensive team, they, you know, Cubs have run in, there's multiple reasons that you can go to. One, I think they were really hot 3 weeks ago. I don't think they're quite that hot as they were before, right? Just not the case. When you start looking at over the last 9 days of being on the road and then coming home to Pittsburgh, our four Pittsburgh series, you faced five really good starters. And, you know, when you start looking at some of the guys you faced, two Cy Youngs, you know, or three Cy Youngs with Wheeler and, you know, Flaherty, Scuba. I mean, you're looking at some really good pitching that you've been dealing with. And I actually thought the Cubs did okay against those guys. I thought yesterday, the win is getting him out, getting Skeens out in five innings. That's a win.
Yeah.
So the game is close, right?
95 pitches.
Yeah, you get him out of the game after five. You've run his pitch count up. You did everything you want to do except score. Well, now you got four innings against the Pittsburgh bullpen, which they do have some good arms. They're not very well known, but they do have some good arms. That is not an issue for the Pirates. And you just didn't put any runs together, and you didn't situational hit when you had your chances to. So, you know, at times it's just one of those things. And to your point, I do think the Cubs were extremely hot 3 weeks ago. They're not quite clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. And I was saying, like, if this is what the cool down looks like, where they're still in just about every game.
Yeah.
Right? That they're playing for a game here or there, then that's okay, because, hey man, I think I'm pretty bought into that this is, we all knew they weren't going to score seven runs a game, that it would come down a little bit, but it to me, I believe that this team will get it back on from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, they're a very talented group up and down the lineup. The veteran guys, the young guys have all contributed. Everybody's done their job. The catching situation, they've done their job. But, you know, right now the Cubs are in one of those areas of the schedule. You know, you're going to play 13 games in a row without an off day. You've got, you know, some guys a little banged up that have been contributing every day, you know, and that's just the way it goes. It's, you know, you play all these games, 162 games. It's not going to be perfect every week of the season. We know that. And, you know, right now you're facing some great pitching, and hopefully you get through this little run and you get back on track. But still playing really good baseball. You know, they're not self-destructing night after night at all.
Right, right. I mean, I just went through it, too, like with some of the aces that they've been facing. Like, obviously, the Paul Skeens game was yesterday. Mackenzie Gore was a 2-0 game. The Zach Wheeler game was just a 4-3 Phillies win. The Jesus Luzardo game, that game kind of sucked. Yeah. That was a 7-2
and
game.
And Skubal, the first game in Detroit.
Yes.
You're facing their the American League Cy Young. So, you know, sometimes you got to look and go, okay, what's a win? You know, we know what the win is on a scoreboard, wins and losses. But for the offensive side, you know, yesterday I thought the first half of the game you did your job. The second half you needed to do a little better. It didn't quite work out.
Yeah. Let me ask you about one more guy before I actually let you go do your job. Because I know, like I said, I know exactly what's going on in the booth.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
So last guy I want to ask you about is Cade Horton. And look, you don't look at him and say he's the number one yet or anything like that. But what are you seeing in Cade Horton, who yesterday 5 2/3, no runs, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, 76 pitches? What do the Cubs have so far in Cade Horton?
I think, you know, I don't know him very well because he's just gotten here, but I would say a very competitive guy. Very athletic guy. He was an infielder at Oklahoma, so he's plays his position very well. Great arm, you know, fastball, slider. You know, when we first heard about him coming up, it was really a two-pitch guy. Well, that's not the case anymore. He's definitely, you know, because of his ability to make adjustments quickly, understand his body very well and what to do, he's come up with a changeup that's been very effective to the left-handed hitter. So, what that tells me is all of a sudden, you know, he's a winner, right? He's a guy that wants to figure out what it's going to take for him to win. And I thought yesterday he was outstanding. He was on the attack. That was our keys to the ballgame yesterday, is strike one and pitching ahead in the count. He did that and blew through this Pirate lineup. I you couldn't ask for much more. Great fastball, very good slider. Changeup is getting there, but it's definitely not a pitch that you're afraid to throw in a big situation. And he's gotten some big punch outs with the change. I look at him and a guy that's going to be in the Cubs rotation for a long time.
Like hearing that, it's going to be fun to watch him develop in real time.
He's got one or two stuff in the rotation also. You know,
okay.
There's that. You know, that's a big deal. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see him rise. And I mean, look, I'm so into this year, but now you just made me think about once Justin Steele is back next year and Shota, and then this guy, Cade Horton. I mean, let's focus on the now and today, but that looks good for next year as well.
I do like what you were talking about right a second before I came on when you were, you know, talking about Tyone. I mean, you know, there's some guys that make a big impact because of their performance. He is definitely doing that. We know that. What's he, 6 or 7 straight quality starts? Night after night, he takes the ball, and he's given the Cubs a great chance to win. But, you know, he's one of those people, Mark, that makes an impact with the rest of the group, too, in the rotation. I'm just a big fan of what he's brought to the table. Him and Matthew Boyd both have been great signs for the Chicago Cubs this year with Boyd. And then Tyone has, you know, been here a little bit, but those two guys, but Tyone, as you were talking about, big fan and has really, you know, been one of those guys that you can anchor around because he brings so much to the table.
Oh, yeah, man. Just seems like a natural leader, speaks
absolutely.
Well.
Him and Boyd both,
Oh, yeah, and we're going to get to hear. Yeah, but dude, Boyd, 2.89 ERA. This is real. Like Matthew Boyd is really, like, he could start a playoff game, couldn't he?
No doubt. I think both of those guys, with what they're doing right now, I always look at certain guys and go, are they just slinging it up there and hoping, or do they know what they've got and how to get big league hitters out with their stuff? And I would put both of those guys in that category of knowing how to pitch with what they have to get big league hitters out and be very successful at this level. Tyone and Boyd are both in that category, and that's a really good category to be in.
Great talk, Mr. Coomer. It's always a pleasure talking baseball with you. Mr. Hughes is still off, right? He's having just getting some time off here this weekend. Is that correct?
Pat, that is correct. He's probably lox and asparagus into lunch right now, and then, you know, a big piece of asparagus for dinner. Yeah. No, Pat's just got the weekend off after a long road trip, so he will be back starting on Tuesday.
You and Zach are great together. I loved it when I think Zach tried to hand you the attendance game and you would have none of it. You're like, oh, no, mister. You got to go first
here. He wanted
here,
to sit in the big boy chair, so there you go. That's the way it is, right? You know, I've been around here too long to get bamboozled into that, Mark. Yeah.
It was a good move by Zach and a strong response by you. So wait, so does this mean is Dustin Rhodes doing the pregame once again with you guys? Because I think I heard Dustin with you guys yesterday.
Dustin was on yesterday. Maddie Spiegel is in today for the next 2 days. So Spiegs is here today.
Oh.
But D came in and did a great job. It was good. I was, you know, we were making sure he had coffee because I was on with him at 8, and you know he was in the studio by like 4 in the morning to get ready for Mully and Haw. So he did great, and he stayed awake the whole time. It was impressive.
He sounded great, man.
Yeah, he did. He really did. You, like, we appreciate everybody helping us out. That's for sure.
Amen.
Spiegs included today. Yep.
Yep, yep. That's awesome. I did not know Matt Spiegel is back. That is great to hear. Coom, always good to talk to you, man, and have a great broadcast with Zach and Spiegs.
Thanks, Mark. Great to talk to you. Yep. Well, hopefully we'll get a W today here at Wrigley.
Amen, man. Amen. That is Ron Coomer. You'll hear his voice again very shortly at 12:45. We keep talking about Jamison Tyone, so I tell you what, when we return, we're going to let you hear a bunch of Jamison Tyone from this morning with Bruce and Haw on the Score. Really good stuff from a guy who is shining right now as a starter for the Cubs. I'm Mark Rohde on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Mark Rohde on the Score on Saturday Suckage, and Jamison Tyone, another good performance in that Thursday game that the Cubs beat the Pirates 3-2. Jamison Tyone, 6 1/3, 2 runs on 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, just doing what he has done lately. And he has been very good, a big part of what has been holding a starting staff together and consequently the bullpen together without its top two starters. It's been a tricky go for the Cubs in that regard. And Jamison Tyone was a guest on Inside the Clubhouse today with Bruce Levine and David Haw.
Good morning, Jamison. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate you taking the time this morning. You have been on quite a roll. And I just wanted to start there. It hasn't just been the month of June, even though your last three starts have been outstanding. This season, it seems that you have been the model of consistency. How do you explain it when people say what's going right and why you have been so consistent?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something I take pride in, you know, at this stage of my career, just being a stable, you know, force in the rotation and someone that hopefully everyone gets excited when they see my name on the lineup card and they know, hey, like, he's going to keep us in the game tonight. We know he's going to, you know, give us a good effort. He's prepared. So that's kind of, that also goes into my preparation, and that's what I think about when I'm preparing, is how to be an accountable, good teammate. So it's just kind of a combination of things going well right now. It's a mix of the preparation and the work that I put in, and then obviously the catchers and pitching coaches and defense, and there's a lot that goes into it.
J-Mo, first of all, we appreciate you for joining us. You're playing hurt joining us today. Normally, David, he would say no, because he's got a cold and he pitched with it yesterday. But thank you. Thank you for exactly. doing that, first of all. And second of all,
my Michael Jordan flu game right here.
and he just proved it again, David. I call J-Mo a team. He plays for a team that are a bunch of great communicators and sound bites. He's the best. So when I asked him to do this, through my friend Joanna, he could hardly say no, right, J-Mo? I mean, it was like, you know, I complimented you in front of the whole group. So, but seriously, your communication skills as a player with other teammates, that seems to be one of the real positives on the 2025 Cubs. Sure, you have to have talent, and you have a lot of talented players. But there seems to be a genuine, great communication, liking of each other throughout the 26-man guys. So I wonder what your thoughts are there.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like we're very just connected, and we spend a lot of time around each other. So I've been on teams in the past where, you know, everyone just shows up and does their work, and there's really nothing, like, wrong with that. But there's just so much more value when you show up and everyone's pouring into each other and guys are, you know, giving feedback on bullpens. And, you know, I see our hitters hanging around the cage with some of the young guys all the time, giving them feedback and watching them do their cage work and stuff. So it's just like, it's such a long year that there's just so much value in the time we spend around each other. We might as well be, you know, speaking positivity into each other and lifting each other up and helping each other. Otherwise it can just be a lonely long year. So there's just so much more value, and you feel like it's really all of us lifting each other up versus, like, man, you're just out here on your own completely.
So we saw Horton against Skeens on Friday at Wrigley Field, and it was a heavyweight bout, and it had all of the billing and the hype, and it really lived up because both guys were outstanding. And I just wonder, from your perspective, I think people may not know or maybe overlook or forget, you were the second overall pick in 2010. I think it was Bryce Harper and then you. And so you can relate to what it's like to come into the league with a lot of hype and with a lot of promise and a lot of attention paid every start. How does your experience or can your experience help a guy like Cade Horton, who is adjusting to being a rookie on a team that's very good, and also those expectations that he brought into the organization, drafted out of Oklahoma, 7th overall a couple years ago, they still exist?
Yeah. I mean, that was definitely a fun game to watch. And I actually thought we did a pretty good job against Skeens, getting him out there after 5 innings, not letting him go 7 or 8 like he seems to usually do. But, yeah, I mean, with Cade, like, he doesn't need much help, to be honest. He's so sharp. He's one of those guys where you can put all the pressure and hype on him that you want. He's just so caught up in his work and his day-to-day routine that he just really doesn't need too much help, but he's also very receptive to it, and he's curious, and he's always asking, you know, great questions in the dugout and watching our bullpens and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for not just, you know, the future of Cade, but, like, what I've seen so far this year. I think he's really been helping us, and I think he's going to help us get to where we want to go. He's just an awesome dude, hard worker, great stuff. But yeah, I mean, I came into the league with a good bit of pressure and expectations and hype, and you just kind of learn that it's your journey, and that stuff's all cool. It's cool to be picked after Bryce Harper, but at the same time, like, the only thing that matters is the work you're putting in today. So you just have to learn how to actually do that and actually kind of, you know, forget about it and make that a priority, not stressing about it. But yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for, you know, what I've seen out of Cade and Shaw and Ben Brown and all of our young guys.
You know, that growth chart never changes. I've seen you change the way you pitch and the way that you go about your job. About 2 weeks ago, I was on with David and Mike Mulligan, who do the morning shows with on our station. And he said, ask J-Mo about the 7 home runs he gave up in the last 2 starts. I came to your locker and I showed you something, you know, on Baseball Reference about Ferguson Jenkins. And that certainly didn't change the way that you pitch, but it hopefully gave you a perspective of that solo home runs for starting pitchers doesn't preclude them from doing well. I know you've worked hard to establish yourself with other pitchers right now. What have you been using mostly? Is it the changeup that's really been working for you?
Yeah, I mean, just with the home runs, obviously, like you said, solo homers don't necessarily always beat you, but sometimes they do when you're giving up 3 or 4 in a game. So for me, it's like when I do my scouting work and my preparation and I watch video, it's really about understanding, like, where do I have the most room for error? Where's my safe miss area? Like, if everything's going right, where am I throwing this guy? What pitches are best? So I've actually just put a lot of time and effort into understanding where guys, you know, can hit the ball out of the ballpark and just doing my best job of trying to avoid that. Obviously sometimes we'll still hit pitches out and stuff. They're pretty good up here, but it's really about that awareness and understanding, like, okay, I'm having a little bit of trouble giving up home runs. Where can I miss? You know, which guys are safe to miss in which areas? Who's aggressive? Who's not? Who's doing damage on what pitch? Who's chasing what? So I think that's been a big difference maker. And then, yeah, I mean, I think the changeup's been really good, obviously, to lefties. And the curveball, there's not much slug on the curveball. So that's a pitch where I should feel safe kind of just ripping the aggressive curveball outer lane to a lefty and just understanding that there's probably not much damage there. And then to righties, my sweeper really hasn't felt, you know, quite like it did last year. So I'm kind of searching for it right now. But again, that's a pitch where it's like, if it doesn't feel great right now, let's make sure we're not getting beat on it. Let's make sure, you know, it's not backing up over the middle of the plate. If we miss, we're going to bounce it. So yeah, it's been just kind of understanding the pitch package to lefties and righties.
Talking with Jameson Taillon, the Cubs right-hander here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Jameson, in the days between starts, how much do you spend, how much of your time is spent on tinkering with either new grips or approaches or trying to develop a deeper repertoire of pitches? And how much is it trying to just perfect or polish what you already do throw and do well?
I'd say like 98%, you know, especially at this point in the season, 98% of it's just like, let's keep our head down. Let's do the, you know, today I show up. I know exactly what I'm doing today. I have med ball drills. I warm up. I play catch. I have an upper body lift. I have to run. I get treatment. I sit in the sauna. Like, I just kind of know at this stage of the year what my routine is. And then, yeah, there's another 1 or 2% of the time where you are tinkering. And it's usually less with grips. It's more with, like, I'm going to, you know, try this medicine ball drill off the mound, or I'm going to use these tools and, you know, work a new drill to see if I can get moving a little faster and better and cleaner down the mound. So there's definitely some time for tinkering, but I'd say overall it's like just showing up, knowing exactly what I need to do today, what my responsibilities are, and then just executing that.
A big difference in you from my perspective is conditioning. And because you had back issues, especially last year, and other injury issues the year before, I don't think you had time to weren't able to condition yourself. Your conditioning is obviously, you know, to the observer, much better right now. How much does that go into play as far as making you a better pitcher every day out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're dealing with the things that pop up throughout a year, it's definitely tougher to get the proper work in. So, you know, last year I did have to spend a good bit of time adjusting my routine and saying, well, if this bothers my back, let's not do it. If running bothers my back, let's just not risk it, because I was throwing pretty well. So it's like, let's just make sure we're there on start day. Or, you know, doing squats or whatever can bother your back. Let's just avoid it altogether and not piss off the back. So that's how a lot of my year last year looked. And then this year I'm actually able to move around and run a lot better and be active. So, that's definitely been a positive note. And then obviously it all ties back into the offseason too, just being able to start a little earlier and attack it. And I was down in Arizona pretty early where you can obviously be outside and get your work in year round. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely helps.
Quickly before we let you go, Jameson, I really appreciate your time. How would you describe the hype surrounding Pete Crow Armstrong, and does it remind you of any other player you've played with throughout your career?
Yeah, I mean, you're starting to see PCA jerseys pop up all around Wrigley in the city, which is really cool. You hear the PCA chants when he's up to bat. You know, I see the things on social media comparing him to guys, and it seems like every day I'm seeing a stat that's like, he's the first Cub since so-and-so to reach this many homers and stolen bases, or, you know, stats praising his defense, which is really cool. It really doesn't remind me of anyone else I've played with, because, you know, I played with Aaron Judge, but he was already very established when I got there. So for me, it's been just so cool seeing Pete just really step into his own kind of stardom here. You know, I watched him get called up. I've watched him learn at the big league level. I've watched him even struggle a little bit at this level. So it's really cool to see him succeeding now and just step into his own light. He's obviously well equipped to handle it all. So it's just been, I think, rewarding for everyone to just like sit back and watch him do his thing.
It's been rewarding to see you have the kind of season you're off to as well. Thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Great stuff right there. Jameson Taillon, Cubs starting pitcher, who has been excellent recently, was on Inside the Clubhouse right here on 670 The Score. You heard the voices, Bruce Levine and David Haw right there. Great questions and terrific answers from Jameson Taillon right there. Like, if I'm giving messages to the Cubs starting pitchers right now and I'm starting with Jameson Taillon, I'm just saying keep it going, man. Keep that going, what you've done for your, you know, most recent handful of starts. Keep that, be that, be, don't be afraid to be that, Jameson. Shota, come back, please come back. Matt Boyd, keep it going. His ERA is under 3. He's got a 2-something ERA. Keep that going. Cade Horton, keep that going. It's all going well. Thank yous for this show to Ron Coomer for coming on the show. Scott Bayer talking Bears from the Marquee Sports Network. Adam Studzinski doing a great job like he does producing this show. I am Mark Rohde saying thank you all for listening to the program today. Cubs baseball is next on The Score.
Get this train going and you know, have this thing picking up steam and choo-chooing along.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.